On our Mortgage Monthly Show, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage, we have CU Members Mortgage's Yvette Harad talking about the new uniform residential loan application and why it's important to have this new process ready to go by March 1st. So check it out. All right. Hey, everybody, those watching on live stream and those who will be watching the recording, you are in for a treat today. I am Mike Lawson from CU Broadcast, and my esteemed guest is Yvette Harad. Is it Harad or Harad?
Harad.
Harad. Okay, I apologize, Yvette. Yvette Harad okay. From CU Members Mortgage. You're going to love her energy. If you don't know Yvette, you're going to know her after this interview. So it's a ton
you're
of
too
fun.
Kind.
But welcome to the show, Yvette. Welcome to Mortgage Monthly.
I know. Thank you so much. We haven't reunited since 2020. So happy new year, right?
Yeah. Happy new year to you. Happy belated new year. We're halfway through.
Yes, exactly.
It's all right.
But CU Members Mortgage is honored to do this every month. And we're excited about it and excited about all the changes we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I love talking mortgage lending because it's always top of mind when we're talking the economy, when we're talking credit unions. And so, And you guys are definitely the experts in that area. So I look forward to our conversation today. Again, this is CU Members Mortgage's Mortgage Monthly. Thank you very much for CU Members Mortgage for sponsoring this this episode or this series, actually. It's a monthly series,
yes.
Obviously called Mortgage Monthly. And today we are having, again, Yvette Harad on, and we're talking about the Uniform Residential Loan Application, or better known as IRLA.
IRLA. That's right.
Gotta love that acronym.
Absolutely. You count on the mortgage industry to do that for you.
I know. It's like the military, kind of. But anyway, so it kind of reminds me of Brian Urlacher, the former Chicago Bears linebacker. When I hear IRLA, I think Urlacher. But anyway, that's ESPN's Sports Center. So let's talk about
that's
this.
Right.
Let's talk about this for a second here, Yvette. Why is there's a new uniform residential loan application? So tell us about why there's a new one. What's going on here?
Absolutely. Mainly because there have been significant changes when we're talking about the mortgage industry. We're talking about regulation environment changes. We're talking about underwriting guideline changes. So with all of these things evolving day after day, the GSEs got together and decided, we have got to do something with this application. It hasn't been revamped for 20 years. Can you believe that? 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, absolutely. And I know with me, I immediately thought about 20 years. What's changed in 20 years? You think about the communication process, right? 20 years ago, I was at home. I'd pick up my home phone, right, to contact my family and friends. But now, who has a home phone anymore, right? We utilize our cell phones. We're not mailing things. We're e-billing our, whatever bills we have. Mm-hmm. We're emailing things, right? We're uploading documents and emailing. Are we faxing anymore? No, not so much,
yeah.
Right? So if you think about that and you go back to now the outdated application, that's what I'm calling it, there was no section in the application for you to provide your cell phone number or your email address. Can you believe that?
Wow, that is outdated by a couple
right.
of decades.
So about time that the GSEs
yeah, no doubt.
Have evolved. And then, of course, another reason why is we wanted to get back to the digital space. You know, everyone else is paperless. And so let's do the application that way, too, you think?
Agreed.
You know, we revised the loan estimate, the closing disclosure, but that mortgage application had not been revamped. So we're happy and excited that it is changing. And you know, I just think it was time. 20 years is way too long. And I'm hoping we'll do a better job in the coming years to maybe revamp it every 5 years at least,
mm-hmm.
because things are constantly evolving and we don't want to be the last ones to evolve, right?
Right, right. And you want to make this whole process as seamless and easy as possible. And updating this this form or this application is just kind of a no-brainer, I would think. But gosh, 20 years, Yvette.
20 years. 2 decades.
That's a long time. All right. Hey, so now does the redesigned IRLA change the application origination process?
It really is. And it's funny that if you go to the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac website and you ask that question, they ultimately say no. But the truth of the matter is it's going to change, right?
Yeah.
The main thing is there are three components. You have the loan officer. greater impact is going to be forced on a loan officer, because when you have revised application, you have new information, right? That has to be grasped from the borrower. And so we're asking that the loan officer, although we believe that they're already experts, we need them to know what's going on with this new application. They have to be able to decipher and explain this to the borrower, especially if you have someone that just refinanced 2 years ago. They're going to look at this application and go, oh my, why are you asking for this new information? And we have to be able to explain it to them, right? We have to be those experts. So first, that's the one thing. You have to explain that new role. Then you have your LOS. Your loan origination system has changed too, because that application has expanded, right? So again, we have to know how to maneuver through those screens, process an underwriting closing. The whole team have to be able to maneuver through these new processes in order to be successful. And that's, of course, the ultimate goal. And then thirdly, the borrower. We're asking more of the borrower. And I know it's always hard when you're asking the borrower for additional information. Asking for personal information is difficult for anyone. So we have to have our team feeling comfortable enough to talk to the borrower about why these things are needed in order for us to have a successful credit approval. Because at the end of the day, we want to put them in those homes, right?
Oh, no doubt. That's the end result right there. Get that American dream, by golly, that American dream.
Yes.
Hey, so what are some of the key highlights that we can look forward to here?
You know, the whole point of it is to redesign it for the consumer and for the lender so that our processes can be streamlined. Because one of the number one complaints now that we're evolving and we're in the digital space is it's taking too long. Why is it taking so long for me to go to closing? I think we're all in the Amazon world, right? Where we're looking for a two-day delivery. Right. So I'm not promising 2-day delivery with the mortgage. Okay. But what we're saying is with the new application, it's streamlining the process so that we can get to a decision easier and faster and more efficient. So it's more of a transparency way for the borrower to understand the application, understand why we're asking for the information so that we can ultimately provide them with a credit approval, right? So they can get it to the homes. Now, I know I've mentioned the word expansion, so let me kind of touch on that.
Sure.
The GSEs have added over 94 new data components to the application. What an expansion. We're talking about 129% bigger. So I know that's a wow factor, right? Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. But we needed to improve that information data set so that the borrowers can provide us with additional information. So just a couple of examples. Mm-hmm. Under the employer section, old, outdated application, it was only room to provide one employer. Well, so many of us have more than one employer, right? We're working two and three jobs. Mm-hmm. So they've expanded the application and kind of, I would say it collapses and expands based on your needs. If you have one employer, it's just going to give you that one set. Right. If you have two or three, it's going to expand to allow you to provide that information. Also in your income section, some of us are receiving bonuses, we're receiving commission, right? Mm-hmm. So it's giving you that expansion to provide that information. And then number one goal is for the asset section. When you have a homeowner who's using grant funds, they're using money from their family members, as we call it, gift funds, the application will expand to allow you to identify that information. So that, again, the underwriting can see the full picture of your story so that you can have a successful process.
Ah, yeah. I like that. I like the flexibility of that. That really bodes well for a lot of people out there.
So digital. That's, you know, we're trying to get away from talking about pages and forms. We're trying to digitize everything. So we're looking at data sets and components.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that digitization, that, I mean, again, that adds to the flexibility because it's so easy to add and subtract things in a digital format as opposed to, you know, a stone tablet, which sounds like what it was, you know, 20 years ago.
Yes. You kind of pull out that 5-page application and you would overwhelm the borrowers. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness, what is this?
So tell me some of the benefits. I mean, so obviously we've been talking about efficiency, flexibility. What are some of the other benefits here?
Yeah, so for me, the borrower, so in the beginning, let's kind of talk about the old, outdated application, right? Sure. When you have a first-time home buyer and they're going and completing that application, right up front, they're asking for lender information. They're asking for the loan amount, the interest rate, and the loan term. So if you're a new potential home buyer, how would you know that information? You wouldn't. You would have to depend on the lender to supply that information. So if you work two jobs, you're on midnight shift and you're submitting that application without lender assistance, you got stumped a lot of times because you're like, okay, I thought you wanted to know my information. Why are you asking me for your information? So with the new improved application, it's beginning, everything starts with the consumer. So it's asking the consumer everything they feel comfortable doing. So it's more of a self-service option now, whereas before they felt like they had that handheld and it wasn't comfortable. We're allowing them to independently complete that application and feel good about doing it because we're asking for information that they feel comfortable with. Something else that I'm very excited is we now have a Spanish version for the application. So you're breaking down those barriers. We want every possible homeowner to have the opportunity, right, to purchase or even refinance their home. And having that Spanish version is powerful. And I think it'll allow us to increase home buyership drastically, honestly.
Yeah, because I mean that's a huge community for credit unions to target as well. So I mean, I hear story after story is like you really have to target the Hispanic market. So because they're ready. So yeah, this is great news for them.
Yeah, and then one other thing I wanted to mention is when we talk about, and I think when you go to the Fannie and Freddie website, they only really talk about the new application, right? Mm-hmm. But what also has changed is the automated underwriting system. So that is the application software that our underwriters use to help guide a credit decision. Mm-hmm. So when we expanded the loan operation system with the application, we also had to expand that too. But the wonderful thing is it's now all streamlined together. So again, we can provide a quicker credit decision.
Nice.
So to me, this change, and I know change can be hard. And I know when you think about, oh my goodness, the application has expanded 129%. It's going to improve the process so that we can close loans quicker. Yeah. And I think every home buyer will be happy to hear that. Not 2-day delivery though. Okay. Let's not.
Yeah, if you've ever been through the home buying process, that quicker, the better. So yeah,
That's right. No doubt.
Hey, so when can we expect this implementation of the new IRLA application? What's the timing?
So believe it or not, we've been in test mode since August 2020. This has been in the works for 3 years, but so many things had changed. They tweaked and revised. So now, believe it or not, we're live. Here at CU Members Mortgage, we are currently using the new IRLA. You had January 1st was the kickoff date.
Okay.
And then the more important question is, what's the mandatory date, right? And that's March 1st. Okay. So we only have 17 days to go before we are forced to make that transition, which is why here at CU Members Mortgage, we decided to champion that transition. And we started February 1st. Everything's going great. Of course, we had to set up new processes and workflows. We had to provide training for our loan officers, our processes, our underwriters. But we're all raring to go and excited about the transition. And we're already seen our processes improving. Oh, and good. It's only been what's today's date? The 11th? It's only been 11 days.
Yeah. Gosh, that's amazing. So, and I assume this is a pretty hard stop too. This is, I mean, February 28th and then March 1st?
28th is the last day. So you have to, all your old outdated applications have to expire come February 28th so that you can be ready for March 1st.
Okay.
And then, so that makes me think, you know, when you're talking about March 1st, first thing you want to think about is your staff, right? Is your staff ready? Are they familiar with the new application? Have you completed those new workflows, processes, even checklists? Because we still use those. Do we have those set? What about our LOS partners? Have we consulted those to make sure that they're ready for the transition? And then lastly, if you do utilize a mortgage partner like CU Members Mortgage, are they ready, right? So you have to have those processes and workflows ready for March 1st. Now, here's the good news. We do have a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
So those last minute stragglers still have time to make that transition. But at the end of the day, we don't want March 1st to come around. Mortgage application is submitted and the borrowers don't understand what's going on and we're not able to explain it. Yeah. We have to be those subject experts. And at the end of the day, if we can provide the borrower with a better experience, so will we, right?
And the value of the credit union goes up. So you want that member experience to be...
And we don't want to leave anyone out. And if we're not ready, we're going to miss out on opportunities and we don't want that.
Well, that leads me to my next question, Yvette. I mean, speaking of ready, what happens if you're not ready? What happens if you're not ready?
This is the one of the part of the interview I don't like. And that is, I have to give you bad news. If you are not ready, March 1st, your loan will not be deliverable to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. it will be considered a non-conventional loan, and you would have to keep those loans on your books.
Okay.
So if you don't have the budget for it, that we can go down a real ugly road, right? Mm-hmm. And we just don't want to do it. That's why we're doing this this presentation today, right? To kind of let everyone know what those dates are. February 28th, it expires. March 1st is the new date. Let's activate and be ready. Mm-hmm. You know, let's champion the process, because if we're excited, the borrowers will be too.
Right, right. I mean, that's incentive enough right there to get this done for sure.
Yeah.
Last question for you, Yvette. Where do we go for more information? Where can we find out more information? Because again, we have a couple weeks left. So you got a couple weeks to throw out the old forms in the recycle bin and then get the new stuff ready. So
that's right, right. Because now we're digital, right? So we're not talking about paper. We're digital, digital, digital. No, but good question. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have great initiatives, and they have provided resources on their website. And I believe, Mike, I provided you with Fannie Mae's IRLA link and Freddie Mac's. So if you can share that with your viewers, that would be fantastic. These new platforms that they've up, because one thing, a reason why I wanted to give you the links is because if you ever went to Fannie and Freddie and looked for something, it's so confusing. So I provided you the actual IRLA link.
Cool.
So it provides helpful tips, fact sheets, a lender checklist. It provides FAQs, and you know, don't hesitate to go back on it even after you made the transition. Mm-hmm. I checked the website this morning. They've added 5 new FAQs.
Oh my God.
So they're going to continue to update those guidelines and changes so that we're ready, right?
Yeah.
But yes, please utilize those links. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I want CU Members Mortgage to be your number one resource too. This is why we're doing the monthly mortgage dates, right? So here at CU Members Mortgage, we want to be your number one resource. We want you to be able to contact us. You can reach us at www.cumembers.com or call me. I'm always available to ask any questions, even if it's about our conversation with you today, Mike. Yeah. And I can be reached at yvette.harad@homeloancu.com. Mike, if you would share that information with your viewers, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, we're excited about it. You know, because you may have questions, we've already began, right? So we can kind of tell you about our experiences. But so far, we're excited and we're ready to roll. I think this transition will provide new homeowners. And at the end of the day, that's what we want.
Yep. Agree. And that's good for everybody, I think. So
it is.
Yeah.
And I know transition is hard. But at the end, look, we're in the digital age. So things are changing every day. So again, the mortgage industry, we just had to evolve. Mm-hmm. It took 20 years.
I'm still astounded by that number. 20 years.
Me too. But we're here now.
Yeah.
We're here. We're ready.
Moving forward. Say again, so for those of you watching live, I have put the links right below the video that you're watching right now. So you just click on those and you can get right to what Yvette was talking about. Or if you missed the live version in the recording, we'll have the links in the show notes. So you can just click on them and get right to them, as well as Yvette's contact information if you have questions for her. So with that, Yvette, anything else to add? This was fantastic once again.
No, just don't procrastinate. We have 17 days to go. No procrastination, please.
That's right. We don't like procrastination.
No, we don't want to do it. We'll be all ready. Right. I'm confident that we're ready for this. I really am.
I am too. Well, you guys do such a great job there at CU Members Mortgage, and we appreciate all the hard work that you guys do. Again, we started out the show with mortgage lending is top of mind for everybody these days, especially credit unions and consumers out there. And you guys are right there in the mix, helping folks out, getting their homes. And that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. Increasing home ownership. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mike. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Oh, I will. Now I will. My day is much, much better after having you on, Yvette. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. This was awesome. All right.